Come have a seat in the Skald Circle and hear the tale of the Kel'dair Púca, as told by Casimir. A long time ago, there was a great manor owned by a rich man in the Irish countryside. Now you see, the rich man didn't often go to his manor house, because he preferred to live in Dublin. And even then, he travelled out of the country more often than not. So, the servants of the house lived there and kept the place in working order. However, every night they'd be awoken to a terrible clattering and banging of all the irons and kitchenware. They were so terribly frightened of the midnight noises, one night they all kept awake telling stories of ghosts and fae folk. Because, of course, that is what you do when you're scared. You tell scary stories. Well, the scullery boy, having been unable to get the fire start in his room, crawled right up in the hearth, for you see the fire was out, and the stones were still toasty and warm. Soon the stories the other servants were telling grew dull, and he fell fast asleep in the hearth. The servant boy was woken with a fright in the middle of the night, as the door burst open with a clatter. He also heard what sounded like a donkey clomping about in the kitchen. And can you imagine the lad's fright when he looked out of the hearth and he saw an honest-to-God donkey sitting on a stool before the hearth? The donkey said, and yes, it was a talking donkey, "I may as well begin first as last." The boy's teeth clattered, fearing the talking donkey meant to eat him. The donkey, which was actually a púca, though I'm sure you all knew that by now. Anyway, he began to stir up the fire. Then, he brought in a big cauldron and filled it with water. He then reached into the hearth with his hand, or foot I should say, and pulled the boy out of the fire. The boy let out a terrible scream in fright at being grabbed. The púca gave him a bored look though, showing how little he cared. He set the boy down, and then he himself laid down in front of the fire until the water began to boil. Now, I swear it's as true as iron is green. The púca began to clean every pot, plate and pan and utensil in the kitchen. The púca finished cleaning, leaned down at the boy and gave him a big old smile, then walked out, making sure to loudly shut the door behind him. The boy, of course, ran and told all the servants what happened. They all wondered why there was a púca doing all their chores, and sure enough, that same servant boy got the idea of staying up again to ask the púca that very same question. And so he did. He stayed up in the kitchen, and he walked right up to the púca and said, "Hello, sir. If it isn't taking a liberty, might I ask you who you are and why you're so kind as to do all the work here every night?" Well, the púca said, "It ain't no liberty at all. I'll gladly tell you. I used to be a servant to the current lord's father, and I was the laziest man who'd ever been fed or clothed. When it was my time to pass to the other world, my punishment was to do all the labour in this house every night and spend the days out in the cold. It isn't so bad in the finer weather, but in the winter, well, if only you knew what it's like to spend your day huddled down facing a storm from midnight to sunrise." The boy got in his head to ask, "Well, is there anything we might do to comfort you, poor fellow? We'd be truly ungrateful folk if we didn't." The púca thought, and then said, "Now that you mention it, a good quilted frieze quote would certainly take a bite out of the colder days. To make a long story short, a few days passed and the boy delighted the púca by greeting him, holding out a fine quilted frieze coat. The púca quickly put it on and marvelled how good it looked on him. He turned to the servant boy and said, "Well, it's a long lane that has no turning. I'm much obliged to you and your fellow servants. You've made me happy at last. Good night to you." And so he started walking out. When the servant boy cried out, "Hey, you're sure you're not going too soon? What about the washing and the sweeping?" "Ah, yes," the púca said. "Tell the other servants it's their turn to do the work. My punishment was to last until I was thought worthy enough to earn a reward for my work. You'll see me no more." And no more did they see him. They were very sorry for having been in such a hurry to reward the helpful púca. And that is this tale of the Kel'dair púca. Thank you for hearing our tale. If you enjoyed it, please take a look at our Patreon page and learn how you can earn great rewards while also supporting us. Once again, thank you for listening to our story.